仍然请翻到旧约的约拿书第四章。
Brothers and sisters, please continue to turn to the book of Jonah in the Old Testament, chapter 4.
今天我们要结束约拿书了。
And today we'll end the book of Jonah.
但是我们看到约拿书的时候，
But when we read the book of Jonah,
实在盼望神的灵给我们里面有光。
We truly hope that the Spirit of the Lord will enlighten us.
在约拿书的被末了，你所看到的。
At the end of the book of Jonah, what you will see.
就是刚才我们所唱的那首诗歌《新耶路撒冷》。
It's the hymn that we just sang, the New Jerusalem.
我越来越有这样的感觉。
And more and more, I have this feeling.
如果我们读约拿书没有读出新耶路撒冷来，那是我们一个好大的损失。
It will be a great loss for us if we read the book of Jonah and we cannot read about the New Jerusalem.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
但我们看约拿的整个的故事的时候
，When we look at the entire story of Jonah，
我们没有给他在渔夫里头33夜的事情捆绑住。而看不见约拿书里边神向我们所解开的他心里头的那一个安排。
That we're not bound by the fact that of Jonah being in the fish belly for 3 days and 3 nights and we would not be able to see the arrangement of God.
我们盼望主今天给我们一同在这里看到神那个荣耀的旨意是怎么在远古以前就为我们安排好。
That we hope to see today, the arrangement of God, how it is arranged before the foundation of the world.
经过许多的弯曲挫折，但神没有改变他的定义。
And after many winding roads and setbacks, God has not changed His will.
他仍然是朝着新耶路撒冷来做工。
That He continues to work toward the New Jerusalem.
把我们这些原来在他的面前已经堕落到很糟糕很糟糕的人也带回到他起初的安排里。
That he will bring us who have fallen greatly before him, that he will bring us back to his original world.
我们继续往前交通的时候，我们先来看看约拿书一点的经文。
And when we continue to read on, we will look at some scriptures in the book of Jonah.
从第四节第四章我们再来看。
And we'll begin with chapter 4.
我们先看第一节到第五节。
We'll first read verse 1 to verse 5.
这是约拿大大不悦，且甚发怒，就祷告耶和华说，耶和华呀，我在本国的时候岂不是这样说吗？我知道你是有恩典有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾，所以我急速逃往他斯去。耶和华呀，现在求你取我的命吧，因为我死了比活着还好。耶和华说，你这样发怒合乎理吗？于是
First one, but Jonah was greatly displeased and became angry. He prayed to the Lord, O Lord, is it not what I said when I was still at home? This is why I was so quick to flee to Tarshish. I knew that you are gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live. But the Lord replied, Have you any right to be angry?
然后我们再看第九节。
Then we'll go,
到十一节
We'll go to verse 9 to verse 11.
神对约拿说，你因这颗卑麻发怒合乎理吗？他说，我发怒以至于死都合乎理。耶和华说，这卑麻不是你栽种的，也不是你培养的，一夜发生，一夜就干死，你尚且爱惜。何况且你拟为大臣，其中不能分辨左手右手的有12万多人，并有许多牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢？
Verse 9, but God said to Jonah, Do you have a right to be angry about the vine? I do, he said, I am angry enough to die. But the Lord said, you have been concerned about this vine, though you did not tend it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people who cannot tell the right hand from the left, and many cattle as well. Shall I not be concerned about that great city?
那我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have prayer.
主啊，我们十分的仰望你，在这一个时候。 把赐人智慧和启示的灵厚厚地赏给我们。
Well, we look to you at this moment that you will grant us greatly the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
因为你的灵不在我们里面给我们启示，我们没有办法能看到你宝贝的心意。
Because if your spirit doesn't give us revelation from within, we cannot see your precious will.
你是何等愿意我们毫无保留地认识你所有的定义。
How you wish that we would be able to see all your will without reservation.
所以我们就放胆求我们的主，给我们里面有光。
So we boldly ask our Lord to enlighten us when within.
就是你圣灵把你自己的话语照明，叫向我们发光。
Which is your Holy Spirit enlighten your words and shine on us.
让我们众人都在这里看见你那从永远到永远所安排的。
So that we can see your will that is arranged from eternity to eternity.
主啊，我们仰望等候你。
Lord, we look to you and wait on you.
主向我们里面说话。
Lord, speak to our innermost.
隐藏我们在这里说话的人和听话的人。
Hide those who are speaking and those who are listening.
将我们在这里就是感觉到我们是与主面对面。
But that we can feel that we are face to face with our Lord.
感觉到你的同在,
and we can feel your presence.
感觉到你那的荣耀,丰富和宝贝,
and we can feel your glory, your abundance, and your preciousness.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look to you and pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们看约拿书看到最末了的时候,
So when we come to the end of the book of Jonah,
我们看到约拿在神面前发了好大的脾气啊。
We see that Jonah has thrown a great tantrum before God.
他看到神赦免了那尼尼微城的人。
He saw that God has pardoned the people of Nineveh.
他受不了了。
And he could not take it.
他觉得自己的面子没有了。
And he felt that he has lost faith.
他觉得他所说的话好像都落空了。
And he felt that his words are in vain.
这些话还是神要他去宣告的。
And these words were given by God for him to
stand up. 结果好像神自己在那里改变他的宣告。
But at the end, it seemed like God has changed his mind.
他觉得自己蛮有道理。 可以在神面前发脾气。
So he felt that it was very reasonable for him to be angry.
所以他就跑到城外去。
So he went out of the city.
在那里就瞪着眼睛来看着尼尼微。
So he looked at Nineveh.
看看神会不会因着我发脾气了, 神就改变他的心意来重新定尼尼微人的罪。
That would God change his mind because now I'm angry, then he would condemn the people of Nineveh once again.
但是他也不晓得神会不会这样做。
But he did not know whether God would do this.
但他在尼尼微城的山上来看尼尼微城，那实在也很难过。
But it was hard for him to be on the hills to look at the city of Nineveh.
我们都晓得尼尼微就是现在的巴比伦那一带，就是现在的那个伊拉克那一带的地方嘛。
And we know that Nineveh is nowadays Iraq.
沙漠的地区,
and it's a desert area.
天气热得要死,
and it's very hot.
你在那里瞪着眼睛看尼尼微,
so when you're trying to look at Nineveh intently,
你能看多久?
How long can you last?
你坐得下去吗?
Can you sit still?
他也很聪明,
and he was very smart.
我坐是坐在那里,
I'm sitting there.
我会为我自己做安排。
But I will make arrangement for myself.
他就搭了一个棚,
so he built a tent.
要挡住太阳,
and to shelter himself from the sun.
挡住那个干旱的东风,
and to block the dry east wind.
就坐在那里看。
So he sat there and looked.
他不仅是在那里看,
and not only did he look,
他并且在神面前跟神说理。
He also was there to reason with God.
他说神啊, 你叫我到这里来宣告你自己的作为。
And he said, the God you sent me here to proclaim your deeds.
结果我宣告了，你又不做。
But at the end, after I made the proclamation,
你简直拿我来开玩笑。
So are you joking with me?
从以色列来到巴比伦要走路走多久？
And do you know how long it took me to walk from Israel to here?
路上的辛苦我都不说了。
And I won't even mention how difficult it was.
那我既然来到这里，我替你宣告了那些事情，你总得按照你自己的话来执行才对的。
So I have come here to proclaim what you wanted to say, then you should have acted according to your words.
他感觉自己蛮有理的。
So he felt that he was very reasonable.
所以他在神面前就说，神啊，你不如叫我死掉好了。
So he said to God, it's better for me to die.
我死了还比活着还好。
It's better for me to die than to live.
感谢神。
But thank God.
因着他这一个发脾气。
And because he was throwing a tantrum.
神就问他一个问题。
God asked him one question.
你这样发脾气合理吗？
Do you have the right to be angry?
神就没有再说话了。
And then God didn't say anymore.
那约拿就坐在那等。
So Jonah sat there and waited.
神虽然没有说话。
Even though God didn't speak,
但神没有停止做工。
But God did not stop His work.
就在约拿坐在那里看尼尼微的时候。
So when Jonah was there sitting there looking at Nineveh,
神就安排了一些事情。
That God had made some arrangement.
那叫那个东风加强了。
And He increased the east wind.
所以那个热气也就蛮厉害了。
So the hot wind or the air is very fierce.
叫约拿感觉受不了。
And it was hard for Jonah to take it.
但神又在那里暗暗做了一件事情。
But God also hiddenly done something.
他叫一个蓖麻树很自然的在那里就发生了。
He caused a vine to grow naturally.
哎呀，那个蓖麻树带给约拿一点点的阴凉。
So the vine brought some shadow and coolness to Jonah.
约拿就很开心。
So Jonah was very happy.
但是这种光景维持不了多久。
But this condition didn't last long.
只不过一天就过去了。
And only one day it passed.
因为那一个晚上啊，应该是那个晚上啊，神安排了一条虫把那个蓖麻树吃吃吃吃就把它干死了。
And that evening, God provided a worm to chew on the vine and withered.
第二天太阳出来的时候，没有了蓖麻，约拿就觉得很苦恼。
So the second day, when the sun rose and the vine wasn't there anymore, and Jonah was very troubled.
他又在那里发脾气。
And then he was mad again.
他还是那句话。
And same thing.
你叫我死了好了。
He said that it would be better for me to die.
神在这个时候。
And at this time,
向他再发一个同样的问题。
God asked him the same question again.
约拿，你这样发脾气合理吗？
Jonah, do you have a right to be angry?
约拿的回答还是那么强硬。
But Jonah's answer is still the same.
我发这个脾气合理的不得了。
And that I'm so angry, my anger is so reasonable.
反正你叫我死掉了好。
But either way, just let me die.
当在这一个时候
But at that time,
神说话了
God spoke.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
当你留意到神向约拿所发的那个问题接连两次
You pay attention to God's question to Jonah is twice.
你就知道这一个问话是非常有内容的
And you will see that there's much meaning in this question
我们先来看这个内容
Let's look at the content of it
然后再看神怎么来向约拿说话
And then we'll look at how God spoke to Jonah
弟兄姊妹们当约拿听见神问他说你这样发怒合理吗
When Jonah heard God saying to him, Do you have a right to be angry?
在他里面的感觉就是我合理的不能再合理。
And the feeling within him is he cannot be more reasonable.
上次我们已经交通过这一部分了。
And last time we had already shared
我们就不重复了。
Then we will not repeat this.
我们就留意了神问他这个问题是什么内容。
So let's pay attention to the content of this question from God to him.
头一件事情
The first thing,
神让约拿又留意到
that God wanted Jonah to pay attention to
你发水煞发脾气
is that who is your anger aiming at
你是谁
who are you
你向他发脾气的是谁
And the subject or the person you are angry with, who is this person?
这个是一个最基本的那个问题。
So that's the basic question.
你是谁？
Who are you?
你向他发脾气的那个是谁？
And the one that you're angry with, who is that person?
你为什么发这个脾气？
And why are you angry?
那弟兄姊妹们，当我们这样来看这个事的时候，我们觉得这很简单嘛。
And brothers and sisters, when we look at it this way, we might think it is very simple.
你是谁？
And who are you?
我是约拿。
I'm Jonah.
那约拿是谁？
So who is Jonah?
约拿是以色列人啊。
And Jonah is an Israelite.
那我是以色列人啊。
I'm an Israelite.
那你是以色列人，你跑到这里来干什么？
But if you're Israelite, why are you here?
弟兄姊妹们，你看到那个问题是一连串下来的。
And brothers and sisters, you see that these questions.
你不去想它。你觉得没有什么。
If you don't think about it,
但是如果你真的看到这一个时候的事情，你没办法不想神问这个问题的那一个原因是在哪里。
But if you truly look at the situation, you cannot help but to think about the question that God asked Jonah.
是，你是约拿。
Yes, you are Jonah.
你是以色列人。
You are an Israelite.
但是你应该活在以色列地。
But you should be living in Israel.
但你现在来到的是亚述帝国。
But now you came to Assyria.
你为什么来这里？
And why did you come here?
约拿不能不想。
And Jonah could not help but to think.
是啊，我跑来这里干什么？
True, why am I here?
我跑来这里。是什么原因啊？
What is the reason that I'm here?
是神叫我来了。
It's because God told me to come.
那为什么神不比较接人约别人只叫我？
But why did God not ask another person but me?
这里头问题就好大了。
And that's a big question here.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神这一个问话，头一个问题就提出了一件事情。现在神是用着你这一个以色列人向外邦人说话。
So now the question comes to God is using you an Israelite to speak with to the Gentiles.
那为什么你要向外邦人说话呢？
And why do you need to speak to the Gentiles?
弟兄姊妹们，
Francis,
如果我们不是善忘的，
If we are not forgetful,
我们非常的清楚知道，
Then it's very clear that we know
神对以色列拣选的时候，
When God chose Israel,
带他们出埃及的时候，
When he brought them out of Egypt,
在旷野就已经很清楚地宣告说，我要拣选你们做一个祭司的国度。
In the wilderness, he proclaimed very clearly, I would choose you to become a nation of priesthood.
弟兄姊妹们，你如果你知道什么叫做祭司的国度，
And brothers and sisters, if you know what they mean byWhat it means by nation of priesthood.
你一定知道约拿现在站在亚述地说话的那一个原因在哪里。
Then you would know the reason why Jonah is standing in the land of Assyria to speak.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神拣选以色列人。
That God has chosen the Israelites.
是要他们背负一个属灵的责任。
It's in order for them to bear a spiritual responsibility.
他们要在那里去接受神的权柄，也发表神的权柄。
They're there to accept God's authority and also to express it.
不单是为着他们自己。
It's not only for themselves.
也是为着全地了。
But also for all the world.
所以他们就站在一个祭司的国度的地位上头。
So they're standing in the position of the nation of the priesthood.
现在约拿来到亚述。
So now Jonah is in Assyria.
在那一个时候，祭司的国度的实际在以色列已经是好像隐蔽起来了。
At that time, the reality of the nation of priesthood in Israel is seen that it has been hidden.
但是神对以色列拣选的那一件事情，在神的心里没有过去。
But then the fact that God has chosen Israel is still in God's heart.
所以神还用着一个以色列人约拿，你到亚述那地向尼尼微城说话。
So God used Jonah, an Israelite, to go to Nineveh to speak to the Gentiles.
那当约拿到那一边说话的时候
，So when Jonah went there to speak，
他别的事情也许可以忘掉。
He could have forgotten something else.
他作为一个祭司的国度里头的人，来在那个地方来向尼尼微说话，他不能不想到神那个差遣的那一个心意。
But he cannot but to remember God's heart when he is standing at the point of an Israelite being sent to a Gentile's land to speak as the nation of the priesthood.
那一个时候的以色列虽然是很糟糕。
So at that time, even though Israel is in a very bad
condition, 但神没有忘记以色列。
But God has not forgotten Israel.
神没有撇开以色列在他的工作显明的时候所要显出的功用。
That God has not put Israel aside, that he would not remember them when he is trying to manage
the world.
So Jonah went to Nineveh.
在这一件事上面,
and on this matter,
神也让尼尼微看到,
God also let
Nineveh see
that God did not only just remember Israel,
神所顾念的还有尼尼微人,
he also cares for the Ninevites.
从原则上来说,
in principle,
整个的外邦也是在神的纪念的底下。
The entire Gentile nation is under the remembrance of God.
只是时间没有到，神还容留恩典和怜悯在人的当中。
It's because time has not come that God still has grace and mercy among men.
所以我叫你到尼尼微来，我不是叫你去看他们毁灭。
So that when I call you to come to Nineveh, it's not for you to look at how they are destroyed.
是叫你去认识神心里头的那个宽广。
It is in order for you to see the broadness in God's heart.
神对人的那个等待和神对人的那个怜悯没有因着人的愚昧而有所减少。
That God's mercy and his waiting for man, it would not decrease because of man's ignorance.
那当神来问约拿说
When God asked Jonah,
你这样发怒合理吗
Do you have a right to be angry?
如果约拿心里面有一点苏醒
If Jonah was awakened in his heart,
他没办法不感觉到
He could not help but to feel
我到尼尼微来的那整个事情是怎么发生怎么经过现在又发生了一个什么样的结局
That how the journey to Nineveh, how it began the process and the end of it.
他就会想到。
Then he would think about this.
这些许多的事情好像都是跟我约拿发生关系的。
That all these matters, they seem to have a relationship with me.
但事实上全是神在那里做管理做引领的。
But in fact, it's governed and led by God.
那么现在我向谁发怒呢
？So now who am I angry with?
我是谁呢
？Who am I?
我不过是一个人。
I'm only a man.
那我向他发怒的那个呢
？But the one that I'm angry with.
他是谁呢
？And who is he?
他是万有的主。
He is the Lord of all.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
如果约拿在那一个时候里面是有这样的一个感觉
If at that time Jonah had this feeling
他就很清楚地告诉神说
Then he would clearly say to God
神啊我错了
That God I'm wrong
我错了
I'm wrong
我不应该发这个怒
I should not have been angry
但是约拿没有
But Jonah did not do this
那我特别提醒弟兄姊妹你注意神向约拿发这个问题是接连发了两次
I'd like to remind brothers and sisters that God raises questions to Jonah twice
你就晓得约拿里面的那一种刚硬是到了一个什么样的光景
And you can see how stiff-necked is Jonah
我们上一次交通的时候我们就说了
And last time when we shared
约拿是一个经过33夜渔夫里头的人
And Jonah had experience in the fish belly for 3 days
从属灵的实际上面来说
From spiritual reality
他是经历过死而复活的人
He has gone through resurrection from death
那在我们的观念里
In our concept
他应该是一个生命很长成的人
He should be someone whose life is very mature
换一句话来说
In other words
这个话是对我们自己说的。
And this is something that we should say to ourselves.
我们也是经过三日三夜的那个那有那个经历的。
We also have the experience of three days and three
nights. 所以我们也应该是生命很成熟的。
So that our life should have been very mature also.
弟兄姊妹，现在我们感觉到了。
But brothers and sisters, now we feel.
约拿生命没有成熟。
That Jonah's life is not mature.
也就是说我们的生命也一样没有成熟。
In the same way that our lives are not mature.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神完备的救恩就是在这里给我们看到。
That this is how God let us see his complete salvation.
我们的堕落从祖宗开始一直到我们身上。
Our fall from our ancestors to us.
我们一再的提过了。
And we have mentioned it before.
神说你吃的日子一定死那件事情乃是说到我们整个人都乐在死亡里。
When God said that the day you eat you will surely die, He's talking about our entire being.
我们的组成是灵与魂与身体。
Our makeup is the spirit, soul, and body.
我一再的提这个事情。
And I've mentioned it repeatedly.
不管地上的那些神学思想怎么来去解说灵魂体。
No matter how the theologies explain the spirit, soul, and body.
神的话明明叫我们看见灵与魂与身体。
The word of God clearly shows us that spirit, soul, and body.
所以人的那个堕落不只是人那一个名词就包括了整个。
So the fall of man is just not just included in the term man.
而是说到我们整体那个结构。
But it talks about the whole makeup, the whole being.
我们死了。
We die.
灵死了。
Our spirit died.
魂死了。
The soul died.
身体也一定要经历这个死了。
And our body will surely go.
灵魂体都死掉了。
The spirit, soul, and body all die.
感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
神给我们所预备的那一个救恩是那样的完备。
The salvation that God has prepared for us is so perfect.
我们信主的时候我们得救了。
When we believed in God, we were saved.
我们的灵苏醒了。
Our spirit was awakened.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
有一天我们的主在荣耀里降临的时候。
And one day when our Lord descended in glory.
我们如果在主回来以前我们就先要经历到身体的死亡的人他们就很亲自的经历身体复活的事情。
And for someone who has experienced death in the body before the return of the Lord, they will experience the resurrection.
当那个日子没有来到以前呢
But before that day comes.
那当中所经过的这那么长久的十日
and much time would pass.
如果就我们个人来说
for us personally,
就是从我们蒙恩得救一直到我们见主的那一个时候
it's from the moment we receive grace and receive
salvation, 那么长的一个时间
till we see God,
神还在那里救我们
this long period of time, God continues
to save us. 救我们的什么呢
and what is he saving us for?
救我们脱离魂的死亡
To save us from the death of the soul.
我不详细再说这一个了。
And I will not go into detail.
我们现在就看到约拿的那个问题。
So now we see the problem of Jonah.
就把神在我们身上显明那一个魂的拯救是神在他儿子钉十字架以后神还付了多少的时间和心血在我们的身上。
It tells us after the Son of God was hung on the cross, how much time and effort God has spent to deliver us from our soul.
弟兄姊妹记得约拿在那个时候他是先知。
Francis, you remember Jonah at that time, he was a prophet.
他不单是以色列人他还是先知。
Not only was he an Israelite, he was also a prophet.
那这是跟神的关系在一般人来说是比较更靠近神一点。
And compared to other people, his relationship with God was closer.
但是在约拿的经历的里头
But in Jonah's experience,
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚地看见，他所发生的这一件事情，好像跟一个还没，我说的严重一点好了，好像跟一个没有生命的人差不了太多。
And from Jonah's experience, it seems like, to put it seriously, his experiences just like the one who, a person who has not been saved.
我这样说也就是说到我们这些人也常常是如此。
And I'm talking about even for us, we are like this often.
为什么是这样呢？
And why is it like this?
我们的魂还需要得拯救。
Because our soul still needs to be saved.
我们的灵是得救了。
Our spirit is saved.
我们跟神的关系是完全的正常了。
That our relationship with God is completely normal.
但是我们的思想、我们的习惯、我们的倾向、我们的感情，还是留在那个旧造的那个习惯了的光景里。
But our thoughts, our thinking, our emotions, they are still in.The, under the condition of the old creation.
神的救恩是要把我们救到一个地步。
The God's salvation is to save us to this point.
他在荣耀里显现的时候，我们要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
That when he is manifested in glory, we'll be manifested in glory with him also.
如果我们还带着许多旧造里头的东西，
If we still have many things that's in, that is in the old creation,
我们怎么能与主一同显现在荣耀里？
How can we be manifested with the Lord in glory?
不可能的。
It's impossible.
但是感谢我们的神。
But thank our God.
神给我们的救恩没有停在我们的灵的得救里。
That the salvation God gives to us does not stop in the salvation of the Spirit.
所以他在我们这个魂的那个拯救的事情上面，神用了很多的时间和心血。
That God has spent much time and effort in the salvation of our soul.
用了许多的忍耐和等待。
And much forbearance and waiting.
要叫我们这个魂能从旧造的那个习惯的里边转到新造的那个实际里头。
So that our soul can be delivered from the habit of the old creation to the new creation.
就像我们的主自己的性情和性格一样。
Just like the nature and the characters of our Lord.
那现在我们看到神问约拿的那个问题。
So now we look at the question God had for Jonah.
你发怒合不理吗？
Do you have a right to be angry?
神就问他，就是问他。
So God asked him this question.
你认识你自己是谁吗？
Do you know who you are?
你也认识我是谁吗？
And do you know who I am?
如果你真认识你自己是谁，
If you truly know who you are,
你又认识我是谁的话，
And you know who I am,
你就知道你现在这样发理发发怒是一点理由都没有。
Then you will understand now that you are so angry is completely unreasonable.
如果你知道你不过是一个从泥土里头出来的人，
If you know that you're only a mere man from dust,
如果不是神的怜悯，
If it was,
你跟外邦人跟尼尼微人是同一个模样。
If it wasn't for the mercy of God, you would be the same as the Ninevites and the
Gentiles. 但现在你称为以色列民。
But now you are an Israelite.
你又给神拣选做了先知。
And you are chosen by God to be a prophet.
完全是神的怜悯。
It's completely the mercy of God.
神怜悯你，把你从那个神定罪审判的那个光景里边。带出来。
That God has mercy on you and bring you out from condemnation and judgment.
但是你还要把自己留在那个神审判、神定罪的那种光景里。
But you want to remain under the condition of God's judgment and condemnation.
你真的是做了一个愚昧人。
And you're truly foolish.
弟兄姊妹，如果约拿在那个时候给神的话语的光照明到这个地步，约拿就很蒙福了。
If Jonah was enlightened by God's words to this point, then he would be truly blessed.
不过有一件事情，弟兄姊妹，你可以看得很清楚的。
But that's one thing, brothers and sisters, you can see very clearly.
当神问了约拿这两个问题以后，
After God had asked Jonah these two questions,
神就向约拿说了一些话。
And God spoke to Jonah with some words.
你看到了。
You can see.
圣经没有在约拿书里头的记录就到末了了。
And this is coming to the end of the book of Jonah.
那就是说，
And which is to say,
约拿没有再说话了。
That Jonah did not speak anymore.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们如果回头再看到当年，神用着他 发出的预言说到以色列的前面所发生的事的时候，我们知道约拿在神面前仍然是一个被神用的器皿。
And if we look back and look at the prophecy of God, we see that Jonah was continued to be used by God.
正因为是这样
，And because of this，
所以主说约拿那个神迹就是这个世代里头唯一的一个神迹。
And that is why God said that the sign of Jonah was the only sign of that generation.
所以我们这次看约拿书就是为向这个内容上面去寻求的。
So this time, this is how we are going to look at the book of Jonah.
好了，当约拿知道自己是谁的时候
，So now that Jonah knows who he is,
他要碰到另一个内容。
And that's another thing that he has encountered.
那神是谁呢
？Then who is God?
那这个话就太大了。
And this is very broad.
我们也不必花太多时间去留意它。
And we won't spend too much time into this.
我们只要把哥罗西书里面的一些话摆出来，弟兄姊妹心里就明亮了。
And if we laid out some words from the book of Galatians, that brothers and sisters, you will be enlightened.
当他一转过来看，我向谁发脾气呢
？And when he look at who he is angry with,
我向神发脾气、啊。
But I'm angry with God.
那神是谁呢
？Then who is God?
我们从哥罗西书上面就看得很清楚了。
In the book of Galatians, we can see very clearly.
在约拿的时候没有哥罗西书。
At the time of Jonah, there's no.
约拿大概那个时候对神的认识，也许没有今天我们这些人在知识上认识神的那么多。
The knowledge of God from Jonah may be less than the knowledge we have of God.
但是最低限度，神是谁的？这个事情对约拿来说不含糊的。
But at the very least, Jonah should be clear about who God is.
也许他不能像我们今天只做哥罗西书，我们说神是一切的起源。
Maybe he could not point at the book of Galatians and say that God is the origin of all.
神又是生命的源头。
And he is the source of life.
我们在事实上，我们能把神说的很完整。
In our knowledge, we can describe God very clearly.
约拿大概没有这个本事。
That Jonah may not probably
not able to do this. 但是他总知道。
But he knows.
神是至高的神。
That God is the Most High.
神是以色列的圣者。
That he is the Holy One of Israel.
神是我们唯一的要敬拜的神。
And God is the only God that we should worship.
为什么他是唯一要敬拜的？也许他不太懂。
And maybe he does not understand why God is the only one.
但是对神是唯一是要受敬拜的，他完全懂。
But then he.
他对神是唯一接受敬拜的。
But he understands that God is the only one that should be worshipped.
因为十条诫命一开头就已经摆明这个事实。
Because in the Ten Commandments that it is listed at the beginning.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
如果我们今天来读约拿书的时候，我们懂得神是谁，比约拿懂得的要多。
And today when we read the book of Jonah, we are more knowledgeable about God than Jonah.
但是懂得和我们实际的叫我们学习真实的活在神的面前是两回事。
But the knowledge of it compared to the reality that we can live it out is entirely two different things.
这就是魂要需要得着拯救的那一个原因。
And this is the reason why the soul needs to be saved.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神在约拿身上有这一份忍耐。
That God has this forbearance upon Jonah.
有这个等待。
And he has this waiting.
如同神对我们这些人同样的有这样的忍耐和等待。
And just as God has such forbearance and waiting for us.
用我们一生的日子来造就我们去脱离那个魂的辖制。
and using our entire life to deliver us from the bondage of the soul.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那当神问了约拿这两个问题以后，
After God asked Jonah these
questions, 那弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
神开始说话了。
God began to speak.
当神一开始说话的时候，
When God began to speak,
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你要先注意了。
First, pay attention to this.
神的说话的里边
within God's the speech.
如果我们留意来注意，很清楚分成两个部分。
And if we pay attention very clearly, it's divided into two portions.
一个部分要让约拿很实际的去认识谁是谁。
On one hand, he wants Jonah to know who God is very realistically.
第二部分是神要约拿很清楚地明白神要做什么。
And then the second half is that God wants Jonah to know clearly what he wants to do.
那我们就来留意这个。
So let's pay attention to this.
好了，神说话了。
Now God spoke.
那当神一说话的时候，
Once God spoke.
神从哪里说起呢？
Where did God begin?
从那棵蓓麻里边说起。
He began with the vine.
因为约拿因着那一颗蓓麻，他就开心的不得了嘛。
Because Jonah was exceedingly happy because of the vine.
因为他很舒服了，他不给那个炎热来威胁了。
Because he was very comfortable and no longer threatened by the heat.
哦，所以他因着那个蓓麻，他真是开心。
So because of the vine, he was
very happy. 他很开心在那里看尼尼微怎么去毁灭。
He was happy and to look at how Nineveh would be destroyed.
哪里晓得第二天那个蓓麻死掉了。
But little did he know that the second day the vine was dead.
给一个虫子咬，就让它慢慢就枯死了。
It was chewed by a worm and it withered.
神就问他说。
So God asked him.
你为了那一个蓓麻，就发那么大的脾气。
That you are so angry because of the vine.
神说，那个蓓麻怎么发生的？是你做出来的吗？
And God said that how did the vine come about? Did you plant it?
这个话很有意思啊。
And that has much meaning.
弟兄姊妹们，这个话是让约拿去留意。你留意神在这段日子里头，在你身上做了些什么事。
These words.Or to let Jonah pay attention to what God has done in him.
那弟兄姊妹，我们看整个约拿书了。
So brothers, we'll look at the entire book of Jonah.
那神在约拿身上做了什么事？
So what did God do in Jonah?
我们不试试去算神在他身上做了多少事。
We will not count in detail what God has done in him.
我们随便算算就好。
We'll just look at it roughly.
头一件事情。
The first thing.
神在第一章里头给约拿预备了一条船。
In chapter 1, God has prepared a boat for Jonah.
我们那次已经说了。
We have mentioned
before. 他要逃避耶和华，一逃就有条船等着他。
He was fleeing from Jehovah, and there was a ship waiting for him.
在今天来说也不是那么简单了，不要说是当时。
Even nowadays, it's not a simple matter, and not to mention at that time.
第二，神给他预备了风浪。
And the second thing is God prepared the storm for him.
第三呢，神预备了一条大鱼。
And thirdly, God has prepared a great fish.
这是在第一章里边，我们很清楚地看到，起码神在他身上有这个安排。
And this is what we can see clearly in chapter 1. This is at the very least what God has arranged.
然后你再回到第四章来的时候。
And then when you go back to chapter 4.
你看到什么呢？
What do you see here?
你看到是当然一个蓓麻。
You see that that's a vine.
你看到一个很猛烈的太阳。
And you see a very fierce sun.
你又看到一个很猛烈的东风。
And a scorching east wind.
你又看见一条很，不晓得是什么虫。
And then we see a worm here.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那这几件事情你合起来。
And if you add all these things up.
你看到一件事情。
You see this one thing.
什么事情呢？
What is this?
所有被造之物。没有一样不听神的话。
That all the creation, none of the creation would not listen to God.
特别对约拿来说，这个感觉是很明显的。
Especially to Jonah, this is very clear.
你说要有要船去擦拭，马上就要有船，那么简单吗？
Would you say it's simple that you, if you that when he wanted to go to Tarshish, there's a ship there ready for him?
你说啊，我一掉到海里头的那个风浪好大好大，就是不让我走了。但是那个风浪突然出现，是怎么来的呢？
And then when he was in the ship, the storm came about all of a sudden. Where did the storm come from?
我给丢到水里头去的时候，就有一条大鱼来了。那个鱼来晚一点，我就淹死了。那个鱼早来一点的时候，我大概还没下水，一点作用都没有。
And when I was thrown into the sea, the fish came. If the fish came later, I would have drowned. But if the fish came earlier, it would not do anything for me.
正好就是在那个时刻，那个鱼就把我吞下去。
It is at the right moment the fish swallowed me.
还有特别的，我们不说了。他怎么在鱼腹里头给保存，那是我们都不说了。
And we won't even go into how he was saved in the belly of the fish.
然后你就回到第四章来了。
And then we go back to chapter 4.
哎呀，太阳那么猛烈，真是我能等多久呢？
That the sun was so hot, how much time could I wait?
啪一下，那个蓓麻树长出来了。
And all of a sudden, the vine grew.
蓓麻怎么能一天就长起来的？
How could the vine grow in just a day?
你能做成这个事情吗？
Can you do this?
没有人能做这个事情。
That no one could do this.
一天就长出一个蓓麻来。
In one day, a vine is grown.
然后又来一个虫子。
And then a worm came.
就把那个蓓麻吃。
And it ate the vine.
你要叫那个蓓麻给那个虫子吃了，你要它一个晚上就死掉，恐怕也没那么简单嘛。
And I'm afraid that it will not be so easy for.A worm to chew and kill the vine in one night.
那这是我们平常都不去就留意的。
And this is something that we normally would pay attention to.
但你真的去留意的时候，你就看到一件事情了。
But if you truly pay attention to it,
你看到什么事呢？
And what do you see?
神的手。
It's God's hand.
只有神能做这样的事情。
Only God can do this.
是神做这些个事情。
That God has done this.
那现在神就在那里说。哦，愿哪，你这样发脾气合理吗？
So now God asks, do you have a right to be angry?
我为什么不合理？
Why is it that I don't have a right to be angry?
如果你发脾气合理，
If it is reasonable for you to be angry,
那你看那个蓓麻一天长起来合理吗？
Then would you say it's reasonable for the vine to grow overnight?
你看那个蓓麻一个晚上就死掉合理吗？
And is it reasonable for the vine to die overnight?
弟兄姊妹们，人要去问自己的问题的时候，总是觉得自己什么都合理。
But this is when men are to ask questions, men always think that he is being reasonable.
但是当你把自己真的是给带到神面前去看神的手所做的工的时候，
But when you're truly brought into God's hand, before God,
你就发现许许多多事情。第一，只有神能做。
Then you would discover that many things, first of all, is only God can do these.
如果我对只有神才能做，只有神能做一切的事情。
If we look at how only God can perform these,
那我能向他发脾气吗？
Then can I be angry with him?
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神用了那么忍耐等待。来叫约拿里头那个灵也醒过来。
That God has so much patience and he waited for Jonah to be awakened.
带他到一个地步。
And to bring his...
你看看一切神所做的事情没有一样不伏在神的权柄的底下。
To bring him to see that all the creations will subdue before God.
就是你约拿没有听神的话。
And only And you, Jonah, would not listen to God.
叫你去尼尼微，你不去。
I told you to go to Nineveh, but you would not go.
人到你无可奈何，不能不去。
And after you unwillingly went there,
你看见神的作为显出来的时候，你不会服下来。
And that you saw God's hands manifested, and you would not.
你反倒在那里向神发脾气。
And On the contrary, you are angry with God.
你看见万有都伏在神的权柄的底下。
You see that all creation submit before God.
唯有你不伏在神的权柄底下。
Only you would not submit under God's authority.
弟兄姊妹，这个问题大不大呢？
So, brothers and sisters, is it a big problem.
这个问题对约拿来说是非常大。
And this is a great problem for Jonah.
对我们来说也一样的大。
And for us, it's the same.
因为当我们很清楚的在回想到
，If we look back,
神造人的目的的时候
，The purpose of God creating man
是叫人成为他荣耀的彰显。
Is for man to be the manifestation of his glory.
就让人在那执掌神的权柄。
And for man to execute his authority.
现在万有要服神的权柄，他们都服，就是你这个人不肯服。
Now you see all creations submit before God, but only you, the man, would not submit.
神让约拿看到这样严肃的一件事情。
That God lets Jonah see this serious matter.
同样的也是叫我们看到我们在神面前的难处。
And in the same way, he lets us see our difficulty before him.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
我们的确是给神制造了很多很多的难处。
We have indeed created many problems for God.
但是你真看到神在我们身上的忍耐和等待也是非常非常的叫我们没有办法不服下来敬拜他。
But we should truly see that God's forbearance and his waiting for us to cause us not, cannot help but to bow down before him.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那我们再往前来去。
So if we continue on.
你看看神对约拿说话了。
You see that God was speaking to Jonah. And when he goes to the second portion,
你留意神在那里说的是什么？
Take note of what God was speaking to him.
他说约拿，
He said, Jonah,
你为了一棵蓓麻树，你就在那里发脾气。
That you are angry because of this vine.
那个蓓麻又不是你造的。
And you did not grow this vine.
它一天发生一夜干死。
It sprang up and it died overnight.
你就在那里发脾气。
And then you are so angry because of this.
那你对蓓麻是这样的爱惜。
That you care so much about this vine.
那你没有留意到尼尼微城里头的那些是什么。
But did you not notice what's inside the city of Nineveh?
那里头是人啊。
And there are people there.
按照他们的源头来说。
According to the origin,
他们是按照神的形象而被造出来的人啊。
They are created according to God's image.
虽然他们的祖宗带同他们一同堕落了，连你约拿也有份在内。
Even though the ancestor has brought them into a fallen state, and including you, Jonah.
但是我爱惜你们。
But I love you.
我不甘心你们是落到这样的光景。
That I'm not willing for you to be in such condition.
你看看一棵蓓麻你就这样的爱惜。
And you see how you care for this one vine.
那尼尼微城里头有多少人？
So how many people are in the city of Nineveh?
神没有说有多少人。
And God did not say how many people there are. He only said.
不会分辨左右手的。
Those who cannot tell the right hand from the left.
都有十二万多人。
There are 120,000.
那什么是不会分辨左右手的呢？
So who are the ones who cannot tell the right hand from the left?
最简单的来说还是小孩了。
To put it simply, it's the children.
那严格的来说呢？
And to put it more strictly,
连残废的成人也在那里了。
It includes the adults who are handicapped.
连那个已经发生了老人痴呆的那些人也在那里了。
And also include the elderly who have dementia.
弟兄姊妹，我们不去计算这一个。
And brothers will not count this.
你就是说这里只是不会分辨左右手的限于那个小孩也有十二万多人。
If we only limit those who cannot tell the right hand from the left, to the children, that's more than 120,000.
那整个尼尼微城里头就有很多很多人了。
And there are many, many people in the city of Nineveh.
你算它加上两倍来说嘛。
And if you just double the amount.
也起码有36万多人了。
And at the very least, there are 300 some thousand.
也许还不止了。
Maybe it's not.
我们不去算那一个。
Limit to this.
神就说。
And God said,
这个蓓麻你也过不去。
That because of this vine that you're not happy.
这许许多多的人，我能过得去吗？
Would I be happy because there's so many of these people here?
弟兄姊妹好，我们先停在这里留意的。
And we'll pause here.
尼尼微城的人本来要该 毁灭的。
The people of Nineveh who should have been destroyed.
因为现在他们悔改了。
And because now they have repented.
神就赦免了他们。
That God has pardoned them.
神就让他们活，继续的活下去了。
God let them continue to live.
这里头说明一个什么东西呢？
And what does it tell us?
你说你给他们活下去。
You said that you let them live.
早晚他们还是要死掉的。
But sooner or later they will die.
只不过早死跟晚死的关系而已。
It's just a matter of dying sooner or later.
如果我们再往历史里面去看。
If we go into the history.
这一次尼尼微城是得了神的赦免。
And this time the city of Nineveh is
pardoned by God. 但是他们维持不到一百多年，结果还是要给灭掉。
But about 100 years later, it was destroyed by God.
那个时候灭掉跟现在时候灭掉还结果还是灭掉。
So destroy the city being destroyed one time or another is still destruction.
那神何必来做这件事情呢？
So why would God do this?
那干脆就像索多玛那样子，一下子就结束了，那事情不是好办了吗？
He might as well just like he treated the city of Sodom, just get rid of it.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们的想法。
And brothers and sisters, this is our thinking.
但神的想法就不是这样。
But God's thoughts is not like
this. 但神的想法是什么？
So what is God's thought?
神不是看见个别人的死亡。
God is not looking on individual death.
或是个别事物的那个毁灭。
Or the individual destruction of the things or matters.
神是看见那个死亡的权势在那里的霸占。
But God is looking at the authority of death there ringing.
说得更明白一点。
And to be, put it more clearly.
神是根本不能接受死亡这个事实的存在。
God can absolutely not accept the existence of death.
所以在约拿的这一个事情上面，神把话说得好透彻的。
So in the matter of Jonah, God has spoken very clearly.
因为你没有看到神这一个性格和神的性情里边的很注意的那个点的时候，我们觉得神现在赦免尼尼微跟晚一点不赦免尼尼微没有什么差别的。
And if you don't see the character and the nature of God, then you would not be able to tell the difference of destroying Nineveh at one time compared to another.
但神不是看这是外面事物的那个表明。
But God is not looking at the manifestation of outward things.
他是看这个外面的事物里面的那个具体的实际。
But he is looking at the reality within all these things that are happening outwardly.
我们感谢神啊。
We thank God.
当我们读到以赛亚书的时候，我们很清楚地看到神在那里宣告的一个事情。
That when we read the book of Isaiah, we can see very clearly about God's proclamation.
啊，神在那里说，恶人死亡，实是我所愿意的呢。
And God said that is that what I want to see when the wicked die.
啊，我岂不是盼望他们回转过来，我让他们活了吗？
Is it not my desire for them to repent, then I can forgive them?
弟兄姊妹，但是我们读这是神的。说到他自己的心思里头的话的时候，我们总是一懂半懂不懂的。
But brothers and sisters, when we read about the words that express God's heart, we only know about this half-heartedly.
现在神在这里就说出那个问题的焦点来了。
So now God is bringing the focus.
他不是一个愿意看到死亡存留的人。
That he is not someone who likes to see the existence of death.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
当我们看神整个救赎的旨意完成的时候，
And when we look at the completion of God's salvation,
你一定看到启示录二十一章的。
Then you would for sure look see the chapter 21 in
Revelation. 那个才是神整个救赎的完全成就的那个结局。
And that is the end of the completion of God's salvation.
那个事情出现的时候，
When that happens,
神的宝座上就发出了一句话说，都成了。
From the throne of God, this words come, it says, it is done.
什么都成了呢？
What is done?
神所要做的，做好了。
All that God wants to do is accomplished.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
弟兄姊妹们，你注意这个话不简单，非常非常的不简单。
And brothers and sisters, these words are not simple.
因为当你看到这个话的时候，你就注意到启示录那里头就说到许多的事情，神引出神的都成了。
Because when you see these words, you will see in the book of Revelation, there are many things that happen that lead to this, it is done.
其中有一件 我们和这里 有关的，我们提它一下。
And we will mention that one thing that has to do with what we are sharing now.
死也不再有了。
There's no longer death.
感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
弟兄们，当你看到那个救全备的救恩到最末了的时候，
When you see the completion of salvation,
你看到一个事实
and you see this fact,
神在那里宣告说死亡都 不再存留了。
God proclaims that there's no more death.
没有这个事情了。
There's no more death.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神心里头很重的那一个意念。
And brothers and sisters, this is a very heavy thing in God's heart.
是 在救赎的里面来表达出来的。
And it is expressed in salvation.
现在神对约拿说
Now God said to Jonah,
你看约尼尼微城里头不变 左右手的有十二万多。
And you see how Nineveh has more than 120,000 people who cannot tell from the right hand and left.
感谢我们的神。
And how can I not be
concerned? 弟兄姊妹们，你注意到
Brothers and sisters,
我刚才说的话
What I spoke about,
没有把神的话说完。
I have not finished God's words.
神说的话不止刚才我说的那么许多。
And God's words is more than what I just mentioned.
不过在我们的感觉里头。
But in our feeling.
我们的感觉就是那么许多了。
We feel that it is that.
你说赦免尼尼微的就是谁？尼尼微城里头的人嘛。
When you said you are forgiving Nineveh, it's the people of
Nineveh. 神点名的不懂左右手分的都只有十二万多嘛。
That God has pointed out the 120,000 who can't tell the right from the left hand. And these are all human beings.Brothers and sisters,
神就是说那么许多吗？
Did God just say these?
没有。
It's not.
神还有。
That's more.
你看。
Let's look.
神在说了什么？
What did God say?
并有许多牲畜。
And many cattle as well.
哎呀，你说牲畜不是人啊？
And you said cattle is not a human being.
对，就是牲畜不是人，
it's true.
所以这个话才有意思。
It's true, it's the cattle, it's not human being, that's why it is meaningful.
你看到神在那里所纪念的，我们可以说一切有生命的活物都在神的纪念的底下。
And you can tell that all the living things are under God's remembrance.
那弟兄姊妹们，问题就来了。
So brothers and sisters, there's a question.
什么问题呢？
What is this?
就是神那个救赎的旨意所包括的范围。
Which is the boundary of God's salvation.
弟兄姊妹，我们平常多多少少有这样的一个概念，神所有的拯救就是拯救我们人。
And brothers, more often than not, we have this concept that God's salvation is to save us human beings.
没有错，神的心是很重的放在我们人的身上。
It is true that God's heart is placed heavily upon us human beings.
但是神所纪念的不是只是我们这些人。
But what God remembers is not only us human beings.
头一件事情，我请弟兄姊妹们，你在记忆里头去回想一下。
At first, I'd like brothers and sisters try to remember.
当神头一次用洪水来毁灭全地的时候。
When God first used the flood to destroy the land,
他不是借着方舟来挽，是保留着挪亚一家，还许许多多的动物吗？
Did he not save Noah and his family and many animals in the ark?
等到他们出方舟的时候，神就跟挪亚立约了。
And when they came out of the ark, God established a covenant with Noah.
弟兄姊妹，你如果留意的话。
Brothers and sisters, if you pay attention to it,
你说神跟挪亚立约吗？
You said, did God establish a covenant with Noah?
你说是啊，他神是跟挪亚立约啊。
And you said, it is true that he established a covenant with Noah.
再看清楚一点。
But look at it more clearly.
我们又错了。
We're wrong.
但是我们的感觉常常是这样。
But this is how we feel usually.
当你真回到神在挪洪水以后跟挪亚立约的那一件事情，神明明在那里宣告。
And if you pay attention to the covenant established after the flood, that God proclaimed very clearly,
我是和你和你的后裔和
It is for you, your descendants, and
和什么
And what?
和所有的有活物的人立这一个约
And all the living things to establish with all these to establish a covenant.
弟兄姊妹，我不把那个话扯得太远
And I won't go too far
但是我不能不说这个
But I have to say this.
因为这个实在太，如果在约拿书这里来说的话呢，我们实在觉得它是非常重要。
And because these things are indeed very important.
头一件事情。
The first thing.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们现在平常说到神给我们的救赎。
When we talk about God's salvation.
我们只是定睛在人的身上。
We only focus on human beings.
却没有留意到神。的那个救赎是把万有全包括在里头。
But we did not pay attention that God's salvation includes all things.
不然的话，你怎么会看见神叫万有都要在基督里同归于一呢
？And otherwise, how could you see that God calls all to be summed up in Christ?
感谢我们的神。
We thank God.
神的心从起头就是那么扩大的在那里等着。
The God's heart from the very beginning, it was so broad to wait.
但是因着我们的愚昧，叫神没有办法，不先把他整个的作为显在我们的身上。
But because of our foolishness, God cannot but to focus his salvation first on us.
然后才把万有也带回他的面前。
And then later to bring all before him.
但弟兄姊妹，你又会发觉一些难处了。
But then, brothers and sisters, you will then discover some problems.
你说当以色列人出埃及的时候
，You say when the Israelites
when they got out of
Egypt, and God gave them the law.
那在那些牲畜的里头，神就给他们有一个区别。
And for the animals, God gave them a distinction.
哦，这些是干净的。
And these are the clean ones.
啊，这些是不干净的。
And the other ones are unclean.
说的更严格一点。
And to put it more strictly.
不要等到是律法的时候。
And you don't have to wait until the law.
就在挪亚进方舟的时候。
Even at the time when Noah.
神就已经在那里说了。
God already said.
洁净的带七双。
To bring seven pairs of the clean.
不洁净的带一双。
And then the unclean, one pair.
你说将来神把那些不洁净的都纪念起来的时候。
So you might say in the future, if God also remembers the unclean ones.
那他们凭什么去得洁净呢？
To what can they base on to be clean?
弟兄姊妹引起的问题好像很大。
And that might be a big problem.
弟兄姊妹们，问题不大。
But brothers and sisters, actually not a big problem.
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚的知道。
Brothers and sisters, you know this very clearly.
神所造的物。
All that are created by God.
原来是没有一样不洁净的。
In the beginning, there's none that is unclean.
你读提摩太后书的时候，你就很清楚看到；前书的时候，你就很清楚看到。
If you read First Timothy, you can see it very clearly.
神所造的都是洁净的。
All that is created by God is clean.
但事实上，我们看到很多不洁净的。
But then, in fact, we see many that are
unclean. 神说他不洁净。
Because God,
我们也觉得他不洁净。
And we also feel that they're unclean.
怎么来的呢？
And how does that come about?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们很清楚地看到。
And we can see it
very clearly. 你怎么看见人的堕落叫地产生成荆棘？
And you can see how the fall of man caused the land to have thorns.
人的堕落也叫许多的动物。发生了那个洁净和不洁净的那种光景。
the fall of man also caused the condition for the animals to be separated into clean and unclean.
我不牵得太远。
And I won't go too far. 但是我为什么一定要提这一点呢? But why is it I have to mention this?
那就是跟神那个永远的旨意有点关系了。
Because it has to do with the eternal will of God.
弟兄姊妹你注意。
My sisters take note.
神说尼尼微城里头不但是有12万多那些人。
God not only said that there are more than 120,000 of such people, and there are many cattle.
我怎么不纪念他们呢?
Should I not be concerned about them?
弟兄姊妹们, 如果神纪念人, 我们很容易过来。
And verses, it's easy for us to accept that God remembers.
你说神容易, 神也纪念牲畜, 那我们就觉得有点难处了。
But then it would be hard for us to accept that God also remembers animals.
那弟兄姊妹, 你看到吗?
The verses, do you see this?
你说怎么神可以纪念牲畜, 并且也把那些牲畜连那些不洁净的都纪念过来?
And how could God remember the animal, even animals, even including those that are unclean?
我们从地上从来没有见过这样的事情。
And we have never seen this on earth.
的确。 我们在地上从来没见过这个事情。
And it's true that we haven't seen
this on earth. 在将来我们也不敢想象有这样的事情。
And also in the future, we cannot imagine this.
但弟兄姊妹们，你说， 在国度里头应该有这个事情了吗？
Brothers and sisters, you might say that in the kingdom, this might happen.
弟兄姊妹，我不敢说在国度里头是不是一定有这个事情。
And brothers and sisters, I dare not to say whether in the kingdom this would happen.
但是我只能看见。 有把握的看见，只有到新天新地的时候，才能有这个情形。
But I can say with assurance that only when we come to the time of the new heaven and new earth, this will happen.
弟兄姊妹，你读以赛亚书的时候，你就读到了。
And verses is when you read the book of Isaiah, you will see.
到了那一个日子。
On that day.
你说是国度呢，还是新天新地呢？
Whether it's the kingdom or the new heaven and new earth.
在我个人的感觉来说，那是新天新地。
In my personal view, it is the new heaven and new earth.
因为那个时候说到，在我圣山的边处。
Because it says that time is surrounding my holy hill.
所有的那个是。 那些事物都不害人不害物。
That all would not hurt others.
是到了那一个时候，就一切彼此伤害的事情就停止了。
It is at that time all that would hurt others would stop.
那个时候你就看到了。
And then you will see at that time.
小孩跟那个毒蛇在那里玩耍。
That the children will play with the poisonous snakes.
狮子跟那个羔羊同眠。
And then the lions will sleep with the sheep.
弟兄姊妹们，当你抓到这样的一个事情的时候， 你要肯定了，在国度的时候还不能有这样的光景。
So brothers and sisters, when you see these, you will be sure that these cannot happen in the kingdom.
一定要等到新天新地的时候，一切都全在新造的里边，才有这种事情。
And it has to wait until the time of the new heaven and new earth that these things can happen.
那我们如果留意到这一点，
And if we see this,
你回来看约拿书,
and we come back to look at the book of Jonah,
神跟约拿的话说到那些人那许多的牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢？
Then you see the words God has for Jonah. He said that should I not be concerned about all these people and the cattle?
那什么时候神才能把他这一个心里的意念成为？ 一个完全的事实显出来呢？
And at what time can God turn these thoughts of His into reality?
只有到新天新地的时候。
It's only until the time of the new heaven.
只有到新耶路撒冷显出的时候。
It's only when the new Jerusalem is manifested.
那新耶路撒冷什么时候能显出来呢？
And when would the new Jerusalem be manifested?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们向主低头敬拜。
We bow down and worship God.
从教会本身来说，
For the church,
那是教会成熟了以后，
It is after the church is mature.
从万民来说，从整个万民来说，
For all the people,
也万民的魂也能脱离那个旧造的 那个辖制。
That is when the souls of all people can depart from the bondage of the
creation. 不但是人是这样。
It's not only for
people. 人生处一切都是这样。
But also includes the animals and everything. At that time,
我们就看见了。
That we'll see.
万有都要在基督里同归于一。
That all will be summed up in Christ.
但是你读约拿书的时候。
But when you read the book of
Jonah, 你没有读到神说这个话。
That you would not read about these words.
但是你读约拿书的时候。
But when you read the book of Jonah,
你觉得神要说这个话，但是当时神不能说出来。
But you feel that God wanted to say these words, but he couldn't at that time.
如果神在那个时候说出来，你不要说，约拿听不懂，连我们今天也不懂。
If God had spoken these words at that time, not only Jonah would not understand, and even for us, we would not understand.
但是那是神心里头的那一个很迫切的那个心思。
But this is an urgent, a heart desire in God's heart.
他虽然说不出来。
Even though he could not say these.
但是他还是在那里说出一点点的秘密。
But he has revealed a little bit of the secret.
神要做一件事。
That God
做到一个地步
and to a point,
真的是万有都在基督里同归于一
truly that all will be summed up in Christ.
我们感谢我们的神
We thank our God.
弟兄姊妹们如果我们领会到神当时说话的时候所隐藏着要说没说但是也说了一点点的那一个事实的时候
And we could understand what God wanted to say but did not say or just hiddenly given us some hint.
我们回过头来看我们的主在那里说这一个时代除了约拿的见证以外再没有别的神迹给他们看了。
And then we will see how our Lord said that for this generation except for the sign of Jonah there's no more sign.
现在我们才懂神说那个话的意思
then we will
主说那个话的意思
then we'll understand the meaning of the Lord's word
我们才懂约拿书给放在圣经里头的那个意义和价值
and that we'll understand the meaning and the value of the book of Jonah in the Bible
不然的话我们读约拿书是觉得约拿书除了他三日三夜在地里头的那个经历也好像他没有什么很特别的怎么就放在圣经里呢
Otherwise, we'll just look at how Jonah was in the fish belly for 3 days and 3 nights. It is not very meaningful.
感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise our God.
借着约拿的事情。
Through the experience of Jonah.
神在旧约人还不能知道神奥秘的日子的时候神暗暗地透露了他心里头的秘密。
And in the Old Testament time, when men still not able to know the heart of God, he has already revealed hiddenly some secrets.
他把神救赎的那个事实说得很清楚了。
He has explained very clearly the fact of his salvation.
他也把他救赎的那个范围和结局也透露的一点点。
And he has also revealed a little bit of the content, the boundary of his salvation.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当我们接受神的救恩的时候
When we accept God's salvation,
弟兄姊妹我们巴不得我们这些已经在主里头年日有一些日子的神的儿女
How we wish that we children of God who has had some time in the Lord
我们不但是知道神借着他的儿子来做我们的救主
And that we know not only that God uses his son to be our savior
神要借着他的儿子还要做更多的事
that God wishes to do more through his son
对我们来说
and for us
他还要把我们带进荣耀里
he still wants to bring us into glory
叫我们成为神的众子来带进荣耀里
so that we'll become children of God and be brought into glory
不止这样
and not only this
连万有也一同要给带回神的面前。
And even all will be brought back before God.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那现在我们就稍微领会一点点。神起初造人的目的要叫我们成为他的荣耀的发表。
So now we have a little bit understanding of the purpose of creating man is for us to manifest his glory.
要叫我们成为他那个权柄的执行人。
So that we will be able to execute his authority.
我们现在才懂得为什么神的儿子那个救恩是要那么完备的来做成在我们的身上。
And then we'll understand how the salvation of the Son of God is so completely done in us.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我们说
We say
荣耀要归给我们的主。
That glory be to our Lord.
感谢赞美要归给我们的神。
And thanksgiving and praises be to our God.
所有的爱戴都要做宝座的和神的羔羊。
All the love toward the one who's on the throne and the Lamb of God.
永远到永远去得着。
For him to enjoy from eternity to eternity.
因为只有他们配这样接受敬拜。
Because only they are worthy to be worshipped.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们巴不得我们今天还在地的时候。
How we hope that while we're still on earth.
我们领会到神那个救赎的旨意是这样的荣耀和丰满。
We understand the will of God's salvation is so abundant. 我们
今天就在地的时候就会得歌颂天。
So that while we're still on earth, we will be able to sing praises to the heaven.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
我们再来唱刚才那个新耶路撒冷。
We'll sing again the hymn in the New Jerusalem. Hymn 536.